Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. Clerk will take the roll. Quorum being present, can I have a motion to approve the minutes from June 21st, 2011?
So moved.
Representative McNamara moves the minutes from Tuesday, June 21st, 2011. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please no. Motion prevails. We have two items of business today. Appreciate members coming down. One is appointments, changes, and status for employees. The other one is a resolution on compensatory time. In your packets, the three reports from our HR department that we need to approve. Ms. Knight is here to explain these and also to answer any questions that people have. The first one that we're going to do is the appointments report. I would move that we approve the appointments report dated July 18th. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, no. Motion prevails. The next is a change in status report. I would move that we approve the change in the status report dated Monday, July 18th. Is there any discussion?
Can you explain some of the things like majority change and demoted?
Thank you, Representative Lean. Ms. Knight could maybe come through and walk through the packet, and if you could refer to which page you're looking at, Ms. Knight can respond to any questions and explain the breakdown on that.
Members, the committee report the report you have before you that says change in status, these are all the changes that have occurred other than appointments and terminations. So somebody was promoted, demoted, you'd ask about majority change. That could simply be if someone was, in this case, a committee legislative assistant. The majority change, they became an LA. So these are the changes that occurred since the last report.
I didn't know that there was a majority change in there. I probably wouldn't before that, but I'm glad we got the glad we got Ms. Nice to give us that. Is there any further discussion on that one? Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion prevails. I would next move the termination report dated Monday, July 18th in the packet. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion prevails. Okay, the three HR resolutions are completed. We just need to do a resolution on compensatory time, and that'll complete our agenda. I'll move the 2011 M1A resolution. Ms. Knight can also answer any questions. Ms. Knight, could you just explain, please, briefly what this is, and then we'll go to discussion. Ms. Knight.
This resolution, it does several things. One is it approves a temporary increase in the maximum number of comp time hours a staff person can accrue within the comp time year. Currently it's 180 hours, and that would increase to 220 hours just for this calendar, or just for this comp time year. In addition to that, it would take any remaining comp time hours that are in the comp time bank as of October 31, and rather than those hours being lost, it would place those hours into the holiday worked bank where a staff person could use those during the calendar year 2012. In doing this, though, we have also added language that indicates that any of the comp time hours that are placed into the holiday work bank, should somebody separate from service, there would be no cash value for that. So they would be required to use them, and if they separated, there would be no cash value. This is similar to a resolution that we did in 2005.
Discussion. Representative Erin Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and maybe for Ms. Knight, can you, or maybe the Chair, why are we doing this? What are we achieving? And it would seem to me if the comp hours would be lost and now we're going into the holiday bank, we are increasing our liability.
Ms. Knight, can you respond?
Because there will be no cash value, they would be paid their salary for the year. They would have to take it. The only liability is would be them taking time off. So unlike vacation and some other time off, if they leave, they're paid that out in cash. This would not be paid out in cash. So they would be forced to take the time.
And Mr. Chair and Ms. Knight, why are we doing this?
One of the concerns that has been expressed and was expressed back in 2005 was the inability of staff to be able to take their time. Many staff vacations were canceled or were having to be put on hold because of the shutdown, and this would give them more time because if they do not use it, then they would lose that time.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Representative Westrum.
Mr. Chair, just to follow up on that, you did mention this for the next year. You're talking July 1st to June 30th. July 1st or 11th to June 30th. Is that the year you're talking?
Mr. Chair, Representative Westrum, no. The year that I'm talking about, the hours when they are placed into the holiday work bank, they would have the calendar year 2012 in which to use them.
But comp hours... Chair,
comp hours from 2011. Mr. Chair, I represent Westrum. Yes, it would be comp hours that were accrued between November 1 of 2010 and October 31 of 2011.
Further discussion? Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please no. Motion prevails. Members, I appreciate your time and coming in today. That saves us all a trip back and travel, and also about $3,000 of taxpayer dollars. So thanks for coming down, and we got about an hour for dinner before we're back on the floor. Thank you, members. We are adjourned.